I'm recording. Am I? I am.
Okay, good. So am I. So what is going on?
I'm sitting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely couple walking down the street. I look crazy. But the good thing is everyone looks crazy right now.
Yeah.
For one reason or another. I look crazy because I'm sitting in my car with a microphone, seemingly talking to myself. So
it is. You do look insane. And then with the sunglasses and everything, it's very like, do you remember when Trump got elected and I was in California and we took those silly pictures of like, we're the resistance and like the uniforms we were wearing?
Yes.
That's how you're dressed now. And we might have to do that like for reals though.
Yeah.
Like
I do have a camo hat on right now. Yeah. It's got Bigfoot farting. It's still a camo hat. So this is still technically military grade. Oh, I'm trying to move my arm so it does not get terribly sunburned.
When we were, I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let's everybody collectively feel sad for Megan that she might get a sunburn because she's in nice weather.
Hey, here's the problem with that. I now can't tell the difference between do I have a fever or is it just my sunburn? So,
I can't tell the difference because I'm just like, you know when you live by the beach and it's really nice all the time? It's like, I can't tell if I have a fever or if it's just like good weather. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Which normally would be hilarious. But when there's a pandemic and you can't tell if you have a fever, when one of the signs is a fever, it is a little unsettling, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll be like, you're tanning your armpit. I got to say, the view I have is just
Thank you.
A white light and then just a corner of your face.
This is how I should always be shot.
Yeah, it's just the one. Yeah, I walked around. We both might have symptoms of weather, but think it's this disease. Today, because I was like, I'm just trying to get out. And it was raining in like 38 degrees here in New York. And I was like, I need to move around. I'm going to go fucking crazy if I don't like get exercise, like do something. And so I just, when I got home, that's why I was like, I should probably take a shower. My pants were like soaked to the bone. I was shaking and shivering from just being outside in the pouring rain. Just completely like checked out mentally where I'm like, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah. It's getting real weird, guys. It's getting really weird. A lot of you have sent one or both of us messages. We know as of this podcast coming out, most of you are also now in lockdown. Most of your states have issued stay-at-home orders. It's pretty fucking wild. Like, you know, we said last week, if it's not where you are, it's coming. And all we ever want is to be right. So we did this.
This shit's coming at you just like high-waisted jeans, okay? Nobody wants it. Nobody fucking wants it. But life is cyclical, okay? Old things come back into fashion. We have to have some kind of weird, population control where an illness wipes out
pandemic.
A civilization. Yeah.
That's... This is, you know how every 100 years pandemics come back in fashion?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, though, they were trying to bring bell bottoms back, and I would rather this coronavirus than bell bottoms. If I'm being honest, and it sounds harsh, bell bottoms do not look good on anyone. They're
happen. I'll say I would have been okay with bell bottoms, but as long as they aren't floods. Like, if fucking floods come back, then we've got a big problem.
They were trying to do a combination of like a bell bottom and a flood. It's gross. It was, you'd see people walking around. This is back in the day. If you guys, let's take a trip back down memory lane. Remember when you could walk outside? I used to see people walking around in like high water bell bottoms. And I was like something. So I blame those people for this. They brought
Hold
this on society.
Hold on.
What's happening? Who's texting you?
Oh, no one's texting me. You started coming through my car speaker. So
sick.
Audio might be fun for who knows how long.
This is like pirate radio.
We might have
What's
the first
right
10
now?
Minutes is like the phone call you're going to hear with my friend in Spain at the end of this episode. Where you're like, this is weird. This, I mean, it doesn't sound terrible, but it does not sound good. That's what maybe the first 10 minutes of this was for you. We're just, both of our audios are coming through my end.
That's fine. That's where things, well, that's what we like. We like both things to be coming out of someone's end.
Yes. One end or another.
Jesus Christ. This is, yeah, it's, I mean, I can't even, like, I was listening to Tim Dillon's podcast. I see the news. Do you listen to the news a lot, or does that bum you out?
No, I mean, I keep up with everything. I don't listen to the news or watch the news, really. I put on Good Day LA this morning just because I love me some Good Day LA. Good Day LA. Hello.
Good day.
Thank God, by the way, one of the symptoms isn't like inability to pronounce words, because we would be immediately stoned in the streets. No, I mean, I read New York Times, LA Times, just like articles from reputable sources. Every morning I Google something. I Google coronavirus every night, just see what's changed in 12 hours, because a lot does at this point. It's all changing hourly. So I check once in the morning and once at night. There is no purpose to sit and stare at the news all day, which a lot of people are doing. If you're worried, do what I do. Just like check on your phone or your computer. You can fucking Google coronavirus. Don't worry. It won't take you to some weird porn site. It all pops up right there.
Yeah, like that one link that they were sending around, which was one of my favorites, the link that they were sending to like people in major cities where they were like, the whole metro system's going to be shut down. And it'll be like, I remember I was with my buddies and they were like, dude, I just got this. London is shutting down the whole tube. And then they clicked on the link and they were like, oh, wait, it was just like a black dude with like a massive dick.
Yes.
And then 6 hours later... I got a text. My buddy Chase Rabin, who listens and is my friend from high school. Hi, Chase. He sent me a text, and I'm so because everyone's so panicked those kind of jokes work. Like, this is the time to send those jokes. He sent me a text. They're going to shut down, the MTA is going to shut down the metro system. And I was like, Jesus, fuck. And I like clicked on the link and I was like, oh, big black dick, son of a bitch.
Yep. Gets me every time. Gets me every time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could use some big black dick right now with a British accent. Thank you. I like my dicks to have British accents. I don't need a full human person. It's the end of the world. It's dangerous.
And by that, I mean foreskin. Heavy, heavy, thick foreskin.
Oh, my arm is just getting blasted. I'm trying to, like, move in a way to his... How's this? I'm sitting very weirdly in my car right now.
I know this probably is not entertaining for you guys, for me to just be laughing and looking at Megan, but you got to understand, this is, and I know it's like, I think the problem is, if people are like too much, if you're watching the news too much and you're too much with social media and looking, because we both follow like a lot of comedians, people that work in entertainment, people are like, really going batshit about this idea of like, no, just keep putting shit out like it's regular. Just act like it's normal. Plug your podcast like it's normal.
Content.
Yep, content. Put up look, we got to post. Look at caption stand-up clips. That's the only way to fucking do it.
Yeah, this isn't a disease in which people are losing their ability to hear. Like, that's not. You don't need to worry about putting subtitles on your stand-up clips.
Dude, it's wild to watch people and they're, because the first thing, and I get it and it makes sense, but the first thing is like, because their people are losing jobs, so, and this is a very capitalist thing, but I think everyone's first instinct is like, fuck, how do I make money, how do I survive? And that's one of the problems with the capitalist society. Oh, but can I just quick side note before I get any, because I don't feel like that thought's going to go any further, because Megan's position looks like, you know what she looks like? I watch a...
Cool. Is that what I look like?
You do look very cool. I watch a lot of hey kids. It's your mom's here. When you watch too much porn, sometimes you're desensitized and you have to find some gnarly shit that's for sure.
Oh, great. What do I look like being done to me right now?
I mean, it just looks like someone is like eating your asshole or your pussy.
Oh, fucking a girl could dream.
I know. So I guess you were right.
In my car parked next to an elementary school.
Yep. Hey, baby, schools are closed.
In broad daylight. And I mean broad. It is. There is a lot of daylight coming into the car, which is why I am sitting in a wildly strange position.
I like, you're just bent over with your ass out to the window, just in case, like, in case one little kid doesn't realize there's no school.
Oh, my ass is out the window.
In case...
my arm's already sunburned, so I'm trying to, like, get my arm out of the sun. I'm also running on no sleep.
Yeah.
At all.
So
no, I slept a little.
So let's talk to, so, hey, listeners, we know you guys are here. We also
hey
are
callers. Just,
hey, callers, listen in. So I'm still here in New York. Everything is pretty much the same with me as far as, like, I've not been kicked out. We'll talk about the rent thing another time. Let's talk about where the fuck you are, because I know this. People listening don't
That's
know.
That's right, because so. Guys, last week when we recorded, I was in Oklahoma, very unsure of what to do. I'm in California now. Made the decision to come out. Weirdly, my friend happened to just be in Oklahoma. So he drove back with me. Stayed a night in Burbank, which was a little spooky because all the gun stores on Magnolia, people are... Toilet paper and guns is apparently what's going to get us through this. All the gun stores had, like, lines around the block.
Shut up.
Yeah. Very spooky.
Were they standing 6 feet apart?
Definitely not. That's like all those people. If this started and you went, I gotta go fucking finally buy a gun, and you got it standing in that line, I mean, sorry, buddy, but no. And then I came down here. I drove to San Clemente in South Orange County, thinking I would stay here for a few days and kind of, like, figure out a game plan, see what happened. And then Thursday night, we recorded the Patreon. And after we recorded the Patreon, the state of California shut down. So I decided I think I'm going to stay here and not drive to Los Angeles and stay in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I was taking screenshots. I do want you to know because I was like, I need
so
a screenshot
glad.
Of you with your face down, ass up. That's the way I like to park
record podcasts
in an elementary school parking lot. Oh my god, this is. Are you drinking a Red Bull?
No, bubbly water.
Okay,
I'm drinking Pellegrino. Ever heard of it?
Oh,
it's Italian.
Excuse me. Speaking of Italian, wait a minute. Okay, so you're in San Clemente. Now, why are you recording in your car? I know this, but I feel like other people need to get, like, if you feel comfortable telling everybody where you are, because you're in, like, the best possible place for the situation.
No, I really am. There was a little hiccup the other night where my friend's boyfriend got a little drunk and lost his mind, and that was a little... Harry had to kick him out of the house. Things have calmed down. The reason I'm in the car recording is because I am living with people in a one-bedroom apartment for the foreseeable future and don't want to be annoying.
Yeah.
So as long-time callers, first-time listeners, I'm sure you guys have heard tale of how weird it is to be in a apartment when one of us is recording this, because you're just hearing one side, as Preston dealt with many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want to be obnoxious as they are trying to make dinner for all of us right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's an easy thing I could do to just, like, lighten the mental load of all of this? I could walk fucking 20 feet to my car.
Yeah.
And sit in the most awkward position. Get a terrible, terrible blistered sunburn and record in the car. So that's why I'm recording in the car. To maintain
the peace.
That's
good
that
you have. Yeah. It's nice that you have people around you.
Yes.
Like, it's interesting. So I'm going back and forth between, I have 5 more days in this apartment, which I got to say, this is kind of a nice, this worked out well that my friend had to flee the country because I've got this whole, like, it's kind of like I'm easing myself into quarantine where I have space and it still feels like, oh, and I have a place to go. I walk and I feed my cat and I'm like, I wear a mask and I wear gloves and I don't. Dude, here, can I tell you this? So I've been walking pretty much, and this also helps like get my steps in or whatever, since there's no gym, because it's 4 miles each way, like 3.5, 4 miles each way. But then sometimes, like today it was raining and I was on the, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not spending money on a metro. I'm not taking the train. I don't have a lot of money. And the people that are, that have sent me money via, like PayPal and Cash at Venmo and all that kind of stuff. Thank you guys very much. So there's some very nice, generous donations because, I mean, I don't even, the landlord sent the rent thing today.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, I hope you guys are safe. Your rent is due on the whatever. And I'm like,
it's not.
Well, that's the thing is, like, they can't kick people out. Like, I think they're just being like, hey, and so I'm going to email them and just be like, I can pay half or whatever. You know what I mean?
Fucking, no one can be evicted right now. No one can be evicted right now.
Right.
Do not pay your rent. Like, most states have already put, like, full moratorium on evictions and foreclosures. Don't pay your rent because coming up next, they're going to fucking do a rent freeze. LA County's voting on it tomorrow. That's going to have to be national.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about, like, just, and even if for whatever reason I'm wrong, which is possible, shocking, I know, but possible, like, you're not going to get kicked out for not paying your rent for a month.
Right.
And ever, like, dude, no one can pay, nobody can pay their fucking rent right now.
I know.
So the worst case scenario is, like, the people are going to have to, like, pay their rent back in installments for, like, right, the month that they miss payment or the 2 months they miss payment. But I still don't think that's going to happen. I still think that they're going to have to, like, do something more drastic.
Well, that's it. What's interesting is, like, and again, not to plug another podcast on this podcast, but I got to say, Tim Dillon, I've listened to him today and he is a super funny comedian, but listening to him, like, he's very, like, we're all kind of on the same page, but he's into, like, government conspiracy theories and stuff. But he's talking about, as far as, like you were saying, martial law. And it's like, okay, well, so then if the government steps in and goes, nobody has to pay for anything, then it's like, cool. But then it's like, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the super wealthy and everyone else in the next few months.
Yeah. And I mean, this is all unprecedented. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows what this is going to look like. But just as far as, like, getting your rent paid, getting your mortgage payment on time, like, I mean, people just aren't going to be able to do it.
Right.
Like, I know plenty of people that are stressed about paying their rent all the time, but it's like, you're not good. There's people that literally don't have the money to pay their rent right now.
Right.
Like, a lot of people haven't been working for a couple of weeks. And there's still another week in the month. So, like, nope, it's super scary. But we talked about this a few weeks ago. I mean, it's just going to have to be this weird thing where there's going to just have to be a worldwide fucking thing where it's like, okay, money doesn't exist for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to, like, maintain the value of, you know, every country's currency, because they're just printing money. They're just going to print money. And, like, that's the whole thing when, you know, you're a little kid and you're like, why don't they just print more money? I don't understand why is there such a thing as a national debt? They make the money, just make more money and pay it off. It's like, well, because then the money has no value. Because at the end of the day, it is just paper. It only has value because we assign it. And if you just print a bunch of money, it means nothing. But that being said, this has never happened before, and that's basically what's going to have to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, where they're just going to be like, okay, so money, the value of the dollar is the same it was March 1st. And everything that happened March 1st to, you know, June 30th or whatever is just not real.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to, do you know, you want to do something, you, and not to plug another podcast, but I did this today and I had to stop listening because it was, it felt like I was listening to like a history podcast that they were talking about the fall of a great civilization hundreds of years ago. And I was listening to Planet Money. Because I'm like, I wonder what these fucks have to say about this. Like, this would be interesting to hear just from not on any, like, where they're not, there's no political slant to it. They're just like from an economical standpoint, mm-hmm. from an economist point of view, what does this look like? But I hit play on the most recent episode, and then it went back a week and a week. So it's kind of interesting to listen to the most recent one where they're just in a full panic. And they're saying what you're saying, where they're like, we're just going to have to freeze everything and just have like a timeout and then
yeah,
time's
that's
back
the only
in.
Solution. I'm a genius, guys. Masquerading yeah. as an idiot.
Masquerading as someone sticking her ass out of a car in front of a playground.
Yeah. What's weird about that? What's weird about it? I'm
it's
getting
so interesting
terribly
to listen. Dude, to listen to these people, but they go, so they're in full panic, and then it goes back a week, and they're like, so coronavirus, the symptoms are blah, blah, blah. And then it goes back a week, and they're like, social distancing, we're 6 feet away from each other in a park in Brooklyn. And yeah. like, it's so funny to go backwards and hear them just sound like fucking dumb assholes being like, whatever.
It is. Thanks, guys. We've gotten a lot of messages from people being like, shit.
Yeah.
You're right. Like... So thank you. I'm glad. Yeah. It makes me sad that a lot of people have gotten better info. Oh, Christ.
Hello.
A lot of people have gotten better info from us than...
You're thinking Brad Renfro.
Oh, rest in peace.
Oh, he's dead. That's right. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. He killed himself.
I was thinking Devin Sawa, who's very much alive and on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. He is. Devin Sawa and Brad Renfro. Easily confusable.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that's a word. What are words anymore? That's, we got to put a freeze on words. Money and words. It's going to put a freeze on words for years.
I don't know if we're, I don't know that we're putting a freeze or we're putting it just like full blast where we're like, no, don't freeze it. Pump more words out. They don't have to make sense, but just more letters and consonants as much as you can, just pumping out of either end. Just let it fucking pump out.
Well, and then, you know, think of fun ideas to do during this scary time. For example, my friend's husband called me last night. He wants to give someone a perm and decided on me. And I'm like, no, you're not giving me a perm. He's
oh my
very
God.
Upset. Like,
oh,
no.
I thought you were going to do it.
No. This will end someday.
Why not?
You think I'm trusting some dumb cunt to perm my hair? I have 3 hairs already. I can't afford
so
it.
So why not let them be curly? Megan Rice.
All 3
listen
of those.
To me.
My hair's already curly.
I know. It'll be curlier.
Yeah, I listen. Know. Exactly. I feel like we're saying the same things, but both have different takeaways. This is the exact yes. conversation I had with my friend's husband last night. We were saying the same things, but what we were gathering from the things coming out of our mouths were vastly different.
You're like, so I'm saying, don't give me a perm. And he's like, no, but this is the reason to give
and
you
like,
a perm.
And he's like, yeah, exactly, give you a perm. And I'm like, wait, no. Hold on, no. No.
Yeah, I got a wig, I'm shooting sketches. Boy, was it funny when Christine and I bought hazmat suits for the opening of Glamour
yeah.
Puss.
How do you feel? To make a joke about the time change?
Yeah. A mere 2 weeks ago. I mean, it was the 7th. What fucking day is it today?
The 22nd.
So
it was literally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's the 23rd. So 2 weeks ago. And we bought this shit. And I remember I didn't feel great when we did the show. I didn't feel great. And then the next day, I was like, so we're like, oh, this is funny. And then like 3 days later, that's when I was like, we recorded and I had a fever. And I was like, I'm fucking sick as shit. And my friend, who is no longer with us, I mean, he's alive. He's just not in the country. He is also got
so,
very sick.
Might as well be dead to me.
I know, fucking.
If you're not in America.
How about if you're
and
not?
And that's the problem.
If not even in America. If you're not in my pussy, you're dead to me. And that goes for everybody listening.
Yes. Me, listeners.
Yeah,
Wendy
everyone.
Yourself.
Me, Sebastian. Oh, I've been dead to me. I've been dead to me for years.
I've been dead to me. Dead yeah. to meat? Yes.
Yes, dead to me. But yeah, and that was the other, like last week when I went back, I had to get the costumes that we got as to do like a bit because I had to take an Uber home. And I had to, like, go back and get my fucking mask and gloves that I bought for a sketch. And I texted her a picture. And I was like, remember when we bought these as a joke? And I'm like, I've been in 3 cars in the last week. Today, I went to get in a cab. I was like, oh, I don't want to take an Uber. I'll get in a cab and support cab drivers. You know what I mean? 2 cab drivers I flagged down. Neither of them had a mask on. And I said, do you have a mask? And they were like, no, just get in. And this is not like a bit. With sex, I've been like, do you have a condom? And if a guy's like, no, I'm like, ah, fuck it. Let's fuck it. Let's spin the wheel. Never once have I been like, respect me, put on a condom.
Yep.
I turned down 2 cab drivers.
Neither of us have ever asked anyone to respect us. No. Our friends and listeners know. We don't want you to respect us right now.
No, especially not right now. But no, 2 cab drivers, and I was really proud of myself. I had gloves on and a fucking mask, and I hailed them, and I said, do you have a mask to put on? And they weren't like wearing gloves. And they were like, no, I'll keep the windows down. And I said, this is crazy. I'm not getting in your car.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fucking, people think and New York is fucked. I think that's why New York, they're not doing like a hard like shelter in place, because half of the people here are mentally ill, and so they're not going to follow orders anyway.
I mean, I've heard a lot. I'm really excited for you guys to hear the conversation. I had a conversation with my buddy Villar, who's in Spain right now. And it's the end of this episode. We're going to tag it in, or already did, because we're in the future now in this podcast. We're recording live while you're listening. But it's real, like, because they're like 2 weeks ahead of us, and it's really fucking crazy. Like, what's going on? Like, it's basically, like, just take everything he says seriously. Because, like, this isn't conjecture and, like, what ifs. Like, it's what's happening there. Which is what's so wild to me, is people are seeing in real time what's happening in other countries and still, like, going to beaches in droves. Going hiking. Going, you know, congregating in public parks. Like, all this shit, and it's like, I'm social distancing, and it's like, but you're not. But you're really not. And, like, you know, I don't want to spoil what he says, but it's really interesting, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it.
Yeah, well, that'll be, and he's in Spain, and full just now, I know we're recording in the future, but I have not heard this, so I'm also excited to listen to it.
Yeah, you get to also hear it. Yeah.
And I'm like, the only thing I know about the stuff in Spain is... Well, this is what I told the one cab driver, because he was like, get in. And I leaned in. I felt like it was like a movie where I was like, you're not going to rape me, but it's like for a fucking mask. You know, I'm like the one time I respect my body. And he was like, no, it's fine. And I said to him, I go, you know, in Spain, it's only one person per car because this shit is so contagious. And I just know that from a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I didn't realize they were 2 weeks ahead of us.
So it's like what's happening there is coming up here. They're like 10 days to 2 weeks ahead of us. So like, just take what he says really fucking seriously. Like I you guys aren't stupid. Luckily we have, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of bad apples, but for the most part, like, you guys are smart and have taken this seriously and are taking this seriously. So, you know, it's sobering. And with the Patreon, speaking of sobering, I put up, I just wrote a little schedule, like a daily schedule of things to do. And I didn't include it, but like, don't think, and a lot of people are saying this, don't put pressure on yourself to like be hyper productive right now and like do all those things that you're like putting off because you're too busy, like doing whatever, working, taking care of your kids, going to school. And then there's all these like passion project things you want to do or whatever. Like, don't, because it's okay to have a bunch of anxiety. And if you wake up and want to have a beer for breakfast, don't do it every day and don't have 20 beers. But right. Like, if you just want to like smoke a little weed or have a beer or a glass of whiskey and just kind of fucking chill out, do that. Jerk off. Like, don't feel like you need to be hyper productive right now. Don't feel like you need to, well, clean your house because like the invisible killer that's after us all right now. But, you know, if you've been meaning to fucking clean out your basement for 2 years, you don't have to do it right now. You can, you totally can, but don't feel like now because we all have, this isn't like a 2 week vacation we just got, which I do think is how a lot of people are still treating it.
Correct. It's interesting. One, this is something that I did. Then this was so, so, so helpful because I had the same where part of me, because I know you and I both, where you realize like, okay, this is real and this is really happening. And I know for me with the bipolar, so I naturally live in a weird dream state. And my ex-boyfriend, I broke up with like 12 years ago. It's so funny. He texted me and he was like, hey, you know how you always described like when you're manic, that it felt like you were in a movie or like a dream, like you never really felt, you always felt a little bit kind of off, like nothing was, like everything was like a little bit of a movie. And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, that's like what it feels like now to everyone. And I go, I know. And he's yeah. like, because, and so it's, it is like a weird, as someone who, like, this is like a weird global mania. So it does, it feels, and mania is not always fun. It can be where it's scary, but it's such a heightened reality. It's such a surreal thing, but it's wild to go like, what, wait, this is really happening. And something that I did, and this was actually so helpful, and I didn't think it would be. And I was telling you about this earlier, because you know how Megan and I talk about like with writing, and if you read The Artist Way, but when you're trying to write and just stimulate creativity and ideas, a lot of times if you sit down and you're like, I'm going to write a chapter about this book that I thought about, and it's, you know, about a family that lives in a cabin or whatever the fuck you're working on.
I thought you were going to say castle. I don't know why, but I really felt like you were about to say castle, and now I am disappointed.
Well, let's be realistic. For the times, cabin. A cabin will be fancy.
That's why I was really hoping it was castle. I was like, give me a little fairy tale right now. I need it.
Yeah. But like a lot of times to stimulate creativity, if you just journal from where you are. So like instead of forcing yourself like to sit down and be like, I feel sad because this, or like here's where I am and the time and the date. And I'll write like the date, location, the time, where I am, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what went on that day. Just like a general kind of a journal entry. And I haven't done that since all this shit hit the fan. And when I started doing that, this was yesterday. So it's like, what? I feel like I have this weird, like, creative block, and I'm really, like, emotionally weird. Kind of ups and downs.
God, what is that?
I don't understand. So then I just started journaling. I'm like, so I'm here. This is what's gone on the last couple of weeks. And I'm like, restaurants are closed. Everything's closed. There are signs, like, the light-up billboards that used to have, like, fun things about, like, go visit the museum and, like, different New York facts. I swear to God, Megan, I got to take pictures of these. It's like the streets are empty, stores and buildings are just shut down. Bars are like, we'll be back in a year. We love you, whatever. The light up billboards that used to have fun New York facts all just say like coronavirus. Stay 6 feet away from each other. Do not shake hands. It's
yeah, that's
fucking
what all the bill. That's what all the signs on the highway say, and not just in LA. They say that in like driving through Arizona, like on the 101 in California. All the signs that normally say, you know, like 3 million minutes to downtown. They say, like, wash your hands, keep safe distance, we can beat COVID-19. If that isn't fucking, like, dystopian future shit, I don't know what the fuck is. It is crazy. And I'm sure you guys are seeing the same thing all over the country. I've gotten a lot of fucking messages from people since this started, since I got here on Thursday. I've been getting messages all weekend. Got messages last night, like, my state just shut down. Like, I heard my state shutting down. Like, it's fucking everywhere. Like, we weren't saying shit to alarm you, but, like, take it fucking seriously. Like, they don't shut down world commerce for no reason.
No.
Like, that's where it's, like, anybody who's still, like, I don't know about this. I'm like, okay, so you're an insane person.
Right. Well, and if some people, and here's the thing, it's like, because everyone processes things differently. And so if you like are a logical person where you can go like, I understand this. And now what's the next phase? But if you're like me, where it feels surreal where I wake up and I'm like, no, it's fine. And then I like, as it sinks in halfway through the day, I'm like, I'm going to fucking jump out of this window. Like it's because it's like,
but I don't think they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Like you can like, I'm very logical about all this, but it's still surreal as fuck. still wake up in the morning and, like, you know, go out to my friend's patio and have a coffee and, you know, be like, it's weird. I can't, I'm in California. I can't see any of my friends. I'm FaceTiming people, calling people. Like, just because, you know, like, I'm sitting here talking about, like, this is probably what's going to happen. Like, economy is going to be weird. Like, I'm still going, like, this isn't real. The way I put it to my friend, we were talking on the road trip, and I was like, I'm not trying to make this about me, but this, it, the feeling I have is very much when my mom died. I know my mom died. I'm well aware of that. I'm not in denial about it, but at the same time, it's very surreal. And there's moments, no matter, my mom's dead. I know my mom's dead. Still pick up my phone to call her. Something happens, you know. It happened numerous times. I'd pick up my phone to call my mom. That doesn't mean that I forgot she was dead. But it's like, oh, fuck. Like, it's just, it's fucking surreal. It's such a huge, it's so big on a massive scale, which to me, my mother's death was, not to the world, but, you know, that's what it is. It's like, your entire world's different now. And that's a fucking shit ton for your brain to process.
Yeah.
Even once you process it, you're still going to be like, you're still going to fucking be like, nah, this isn't happening. Even though logically, you know full well that it's happening. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. The journaling thing, can I tell you? Because there's one thing, because, like, we talk about it, and, like, especially, like, because we're on the podcast, like, we talk and we joke about it, but to, like, sit down in my personal journal and start writing out, like, just what was happening in the last, like, week, I stopped, and as I was writing it, I just started laughing, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, I was like, oh, no wonder I'm a little bit emotionally unstable. What the fuck? It's like, the first three sentences are like, that's, if you tried to pitch it, no studio would buy it because they'd be like, no, this is, like, too over the top. Yeah. It's not believable. And, like, it's hacky. It's a hacky premise.
No, this is, I mean, it's fucking crazy. Like, if you sit and really think, I mean, even when I left St. Louis a week ago Sunday, sorry, guys, just broke the time structure. but, like, it's insane. What's happened in a 7-day period? Think about, and this is where people are like, well, it can't get any crazier. Dude, it can get so much crazier. And just think about, like, how much has happened in a week? How much is going to happen in a week?
Yeah.
Like, just fucking, like, it's just take this fucking seriously, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, and we're probably past the point of containment, which is why, and look at the fucking segue. I really like that segue that you did, because I don't know if you're watching the time, but this is about the time that we're going to put in your interview with Valar.
Yeah. Yep.
I do want to say before we go, Megan and I are also, so we're recording this live and you're listening to it live, but also in the past when we stopped recording it.
There's on the Patreon, there's a global pandemic. Timelines are loosey goosey now.
Yeah. There's no money. There's no time. Words. There's no time. Okay. I ain't got money, words, or time for this shit. So
where's that bumper sticker? No money, no words, no time.
Oh, dude, that should be, see,
Bitch Piglet 2020. No money, no words, you know what I was gonna say?
You do look like one half of Bitch Piglet, because this is how Bitch Piglet will have to record in the future. We're just, like, being chased by the cops or Interpol. I assume it's Interpol in the
by
future.
By that time,
we're
yes.
Not gonna, you're being chased by Interpol, and so you just have to, like, park and wear different hats and just, like, lay down on the with your ass out and record. The Patreon, we're doing, we're on there a lot. We have group chats on there that we are exclusive to patrons. So if you go there, we have extra episodes. And also we're doing group chats. We're going to try to do like 4 or 5 or those a week. Where we?
Yeah. And we're also going to do, like I said, I posted my schedule. We really, like, we've always wanted to make it a interactive community, and it has been, and it's been really fun. But guys... Now we ain't got shit else to do, us and you. So let's fucking hang out. Post, join the Patreon, post your schedule. Maybe you'll have better ideas about which time of the morning to crack your first beer as opposed to my ideas. which are, will panic wake up at 5. Yeah. And then by 9, you've already been up for 4 hours. You've already walked 7 miles somehow and meditated. So might as well have a beer.
Right. Replenish your carbohydrates.
Yes. Have this morning for breakfast, I had a banana and a Coors Light.
Oh, nice.
Bitch Piglet, sponsored by Coors Light.
And potassium.
That is, let's be real. If we had sponsors, it would be fucking Big Banana and Coors Light.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm recording and the little audio up downs are working, so hopefully this works.
Hopefully. If not, we can always do it again.
Again, we've got is time. That's all we've got is time.
The funny thing is that you say all we have is time, but the truth is I feel like, I mean, you would think that, but my days just seem to be so consumed. And so like today I was like, I'm going to try to stay off social media as much as possible. I mean, I feel like yesterday I was just responding to a number of people back and forth. And then all of a sudden the day was over. It just,
yeah, no, that is true. It weirdly stops. It seems like time's going faster in a weird way, even though we're all stuck at home, just because everybody's kind of in this like mid panic attack, anxiety fueled nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is my buddy. This is my buddy, Villar, Michael Villar. He's in Spain. I mentioned that I had a friend in Spain right now, and he agreed to hang out for a minute and kind of talk about what they're going through, because the vibe here, like, basically, would you agree with this? That, like, Spain is basically 10 days ahead of us, do you think? Roughly?
Yeah, I would say it's about 10 days, 2 weeks ahead. That is, if the United States, like, listens and takes the warnings that are being, you know, presented to them. But I think it might, in the long run, be longer than that, just because, like, from what I see on social media and talking to my friends, people are still out and about in the United States, and so I guess, you know, I guess we were doing that 2 weeks ago in Spain, you know, probably like 10 days ago, so we'll see. But I just have a feeling that the people in the States aren't going to react like the people are here.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the general feeling going on here. Like, I know you're following stuff over there, but like places are just starting to shut down in certain states. Like I think being in California, like I got here last Wednesday night. Being in California feels a little safer, just that like they've kind of have a jump on this just because it's so severe here. So that maybe they're taking it a little more responsibly government-wise. But then, I mean, Saturday at the beach, man, was like, it was like a fucking holiday weekend. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw, you know, on Instagram, spring break, Miami Beach, just like literally thousands of people together. Yeah. I mean, here it's just, you know, I feel like people, hold on 1 second.
No worries.
I have a, you know, it's one of those things here where, people have completely gone inside and so if I go to the grocery store, I have to go by myself. Mm-hmm. If I go with Claudine, my lady, and if she's caught in the car with me, essentially, it's like a 600 euro fine.
Yeah.
So you can go to the grocery store and you can go to the pharmacy, and you have to go to the grocery store that's around you. Like, they're not playing around. And I understand that, like, in other places in the States, like, you know, New York, California, you're still able to go out and walk and do that kind of stuff. Well, people here, the only time you can go out and walk is if you have a medical condition, where like diabetes, where you need to go out and walk, or if you have a dog. Mm-hmm. And we have a situation where my lady's immune system is lowered. And so, and doctors have recommended that she do, that she walk. So, you know, we're not supposed to walk together, and we're like basically right on the beach. And she went for a walk, and within 10 minutes, like, a woman drove up in a car and started screaming at her.
Yeah.
And the problem is that Claudine really doesn't speak Spanish. And so Claudine
I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah. And then the woman drove away, and then she drove back and started screaming again. So Claudine came home. So the police drove by later on that afternoon, and I ran out and flagged them down and explained our situation. And they said, look, you can go for a short walk, but make it short and quick, you know?
Yeah.
And even when we walk now, like I said, we're like in a beach area, and there's like other houses on the hill, and people will scream at us from their balcony, like, get back inside. And it's like, you know, really, it's a good thing to see, because people really care. People know the severity of this problem.
Yeah, they're taking it serious.
They're taking it serious. And, you know, who am I going to infect if I'm walking on a sidewalk where there's nothing around? Mm-hmm. Not a car, nothing. I'm on concrete.
Yeah.
Nobody walking around, nothing. And but still, people are like, we've got to do this. We've got to stay inside. We've got to beat this. I mean, the scary thing is that, you know, in the past 24 hours in Spain, 400 people have died.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like in the States, when I talk to my friends, it's like they're doing their best to avoid it. You know, they're sticking within their small circles. They're still getting together for their birthdays, but it's only a few people. And they think, oh, well, you know, this is going to come and it's going to go. But it's not going to be that easy. Like when intensive care units get filled up and they start turning people away at the hospital there, maybe that's when people will realize, you know, even if people, like, start staying in their houses and, like, they're on lockdown and they think it's going to get better, that's not necessarily the case either. Like, Spain has been in lockdown now for about a week, and the cases keep going up,
mm-hmm.
even though everybody's quarantined, even though everybody's vigilant about staying inside. They were saying on Friday, on Saturday here, there were 5,000 new cases.
Jesus Christ.
It's mind-boggling. And this is with everybody staying inside their house and not moving. You know what I mean? Not talking with anybody.
Well, I think that's and the still, crazy thing, is like, it's the incubation period is so long that my friend's cousin is a firefighter here in Orange County. And he basically said the way people need to be operating now is assume you have it.
Yeah.
Assume you have it, and the reason you have to stay inside is because you don't want to get other people sick. But, like, that's not saying you for sure have it and everybody's already got it, but just assume you have it and you just aren't symptomatic yet, which is fucking scary. Like, that's a scary thing to be like, yeah, I guess we all just have to be like, I probably already have it, so now just sit and wait it out.
Yeah, and we heard these mortality rates, like, oh, it's only like 1% or 2%, which would make it like 20 times more contagious than the flu.
Yeah.
But in Spain, right now, they're putting out numbers like 6% to 10%.
Yeah, it's that's what I think is scary. I think, and you know, that's the other thing, is all these numbers, all these statistics are based on, you know, days, hours. So none of these are like set in stone statistics. We don't have years worth of data. We don't have fucking, at this point, we don't have months worth of data. So the fatality rate, it's jumping up and down, and it's place to place. Like, some places it's like, well, in this country, you know, the fatality rate is only 1%. And in other countries, it's, you know, 6% or 8%. But we don't have all the confirmed cases. We don't know how sick people are. And especially people that are quarantined, you know, I have a friend who had it. And, you know, he just felt a little sick for a little bit. And I know other people where it's really bad. So it's just,
yeah,
it's really scary that, like, nobody knows. And people, you know, the people that normally tell us, the CDC and all that, like, they're still just finding all this shit out. Which is why I think the information is just changing constantly. And then that makes people scared. Just the general anxiety everybody's got. I mean, the fucking toilet paper thing, you know, like.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, that was one thing about being here at first that I was like, oh, at least it's not like in the United States where everybody, but now it's hard to find toilet paper here as well.
Yeah.
So as far as like the staying inside and that kind of thing goes, like they were ahead of the curve on that. But like the toilet paper and that kind of thing, it's really just toilet paper though.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm in a place, and that's why I've decided to stay. I mean, we had a flight that was supposed to leave last Saturday, and you know, a couple days ago, and we decided to stay because we're in a place in the north of Spain where it's a lot of people have their vacation homes, and essentially what happened is like it was like a Saturday, I believe, like last week, and the prime minister came on TV and he just said, look, you've got 24 hours basically to get where you need to go, and then you're sticking at home. So a lot of people that were in Madrid and other cities, you know, with their kids and everything and having to pack, they didn't really come up here, which I'm grateful for, you know, because now there's like really nobody here. And that's why we decided to stay, because Madrid, the cases are just going through the roof. They probably got, you know, a good percentage. I think, you know, in total, Madrid has had like over 1,000 deaths. So,
I mean, you definitely did the right thing by staying.
I think so. I think so.
100%.
And then, you know, for us to go back home, we would have had to go to Madrid, and then they've got police stopping people on the freeway. There's like, you hear that there's like, to get off of exits, it's like 3 miles long where they, you know, because they're questioning everybody. And I just didn't want to put us in that kind of situation, especially with her immune, you know, system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if you're both totally healthy.
With, you know, hundreds of, or, you know, of people who are all scrambling and upset because they can't get out. And then, After you relinquish your rental car, that's it. You can't get another one because they're all closed. They have drop boxes, but then we'd be, you know, whatever that movie was where Tom Hanks was stuck in the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
This is just, I've said this a million, just, it's so surreal. I cannot believe we are having this conversation right now. It's absolutely insane. Like, I'm in San Clemente, which I feel good about, you know, as good as you can feel about being anywhere right now. But, you know, it's crazy down here. I went for a walk this morning at 7 o'clock and it's nice. The sun's out. It rained like all day and all night yesterday. And usually there'd be, you know, a bunch of people out walking their dogs. And there was one guy on a bike. And then I saw 3 different cop cars.
Good.
Like that's which good. I mean, like definite increase of police presence, which, you know, there's going to be some people that are like, this is all a ruse to fucking trap us in a police state. But like, no, it's because you dumb motherfuckers couldn't listen to direction.
Yeah, because you decided to go golfing.
Yeah.
You decided to go to a beach with a bunch of different people and throw a football around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, it makes me so mad because it's like, the people who are, a lot of the numbers of the people who are getting infected are the people who are working to keep society going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doctors, nurses, not only them, but like the you know, it's here there's no restaurants open for delivery. But in the United States, you've got people working at your Walmart, your Domino's Pizza, these poor people who for years have been fighting to get the minimum wage raised and everybody just shits on them. Well, now it's those people who are, like, keeping things going. But you're putting everybody in danger, including your family, when you're out there at the beach and acting like a jackass.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, I heard that this fast food restaurant, they have they just found out that their burgers have Ebola, and they're closing the restaurant down tomorrow. So let's go tonight to make sure we get our last burger.
That's a really, you know? That's a fucking great analogy. That is a great, because that's what it is. But it's like, it's this weird, I think it's because people, there's no precedent for this. We do not know what this is like, what this is going to look like. Every fucking hour is like a different thing happens. Whereas that something is where people are like, oh yeah, yeah, that would be insane. It would be insane if you knew a restaurant had fucking an outbreak of salmonella that you'd be like, oh, well, let's go to that restaurant. Like, that's what people are basically doing.
Yeah. They're going and they're touching. And we know that, like, if somebody is sick and they cough into their hand and then they touch the bar, that will stay there. That can stay there for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah.
The bartender's infected. He hands you the drink in your glass. It's there. And then you see your friend. Oh, I know this person. I know they've been cleaning their hands. And you give them a hug. But it goes on their shirt. And then they take their shirt off at home because it stays on clothes, supposedly, for 3 hours. And then they get it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's one, you know, going through social media. And like I said, I'm trying to stay away as much as possible. But I opened it up, and my friend, Luis Bustamante, who used to live in Los Angeles and now he lives in Madrid. This is just one of the things that, like, I cannot get out of my head today. He was like, please, please. Like, he was begging. Like, you could hear the tears.
Yeah, just desperation.
Through his coat. One of his best friends' parents both just died.
Jesus Christ.
And they died alone.
Yeah.
Because you can't visit them.
Mm-hmm.
They died alone in a room, fucking unable to breathe because your lungs get so full of mucus. You've got a horrible fever. They don't have any visitors. They die alone, and there's no fucking funeral.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, I think people need to understand, like, because so many young people are also...
Yeah, put yourself in that situation, and that is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen to your friends. It's going to happen to people you know. It's going to happen. It's happening in other places in the world, and it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And the fact, you know... New York, it's very densely populated, and that's why the numbers are so high there. That's part of the reason, but another part of the reason is because they've been tested a lot more than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some doctors are predicting that in states like Ohio, there's already 150,000 people that are infected. People don't know. I've got friends in Los Angeles, several, that I've seen their posts, and they keep on saying, my doctor, you know, I call my doctor every other day. They're, you know, I'm communicating with them, but I've got the symptoms. My temperature is 101 degrees. I've got the dry cough, but they don't have tests.
Yeah. Well, and they're also just not testing a lot of people because for the tests they do have are not a lot. So they're saving those for, like, really severe cases when, like, people are coming in and need to fucking be intubated. Like, that's what's happening. Like, you know, this is – people are being told, like, yeah, you have the symptoms, just quarantine, stay home. Like, do not – they're telling people that have – don't go to the ER, don't go to the hospital for fear of them infecting other people.
I'm sure you've heard that in other countries, you know, people are going to the hospital and – like, especially the elderly, and they're being turned away.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's going to happen here. It's going to be really scary wartime medicine, you know? Like, who lives and who dies? And it sucks, but it's going to be like, are we going to save this 82-year-old grandma who has diabetes and, you know, whatever? Or are we going to save this 35, 45-year-old person that, you know, has 40 years ahead of them? And, like, that's really going to happen. It's already happening. And that's fucking horrifying.
And I hope these people, like, are watching the news somewhat and, like, you know, I don't want to say, it's not, like, poetic justice. I mean, I don't want anybody to get sick. But it's, like, if they are sick, hopefully their followers, like, I'm talking about Senator Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the one senator who voted against the $8.5 billion, you know, budget for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And here he is. And this guy has a partial lung.
Like, yeah.
Like a year or two ago, he had surgery and had part of his lung removed. And so, like, hopefully people start to realize, you know?
I mean, I think, I don't think there's much of a choice. I think, you know, we've been saying this, like, we've been talking about this on the podcast. Like, a lot of shit we said 2-3 weeks ago, like, half joking, but, like, not really. Like, I was like, California's going to shut down. Like, this is going to be everywhere. Every state's going to shut down. And a lot of people just haven't been taking this seriously. I mean, even Preston, when I left St. Louis, I was like, is this a good idea? Do you think I'm making a mistake? Kind of just wanting him to be like, fucking stay. There's a worldwide pandemic. Please don't leave. But, you know, he was like, I think you're overthinking it. And I talked to him today, and he's like, I really fucked up. He's like, I thought that, like, our fucking government would handle this better. And I was like, well, that was dumb of you. But he admitted it. He was like, I should have told you to stay. He was like, I mean, I left last Wednesday or last Sunday. I left St. Louis, you know, a week and a day ago. And it's...
Hey, be really careful if you drive back, or even while you're there, if you drive. One of my friends wrote me and said that doctors are starting to realize that a lot of people are acquiring the disease, the virus, from gas stations.
Oh, that's like, I had...
That's something I hadn't even thought of, like, touching the pumps.
I'll say this. I'm very proud of myself for thinking about that before I left. Luckily, because we have a food business, we have a lot of disposable gloves. I brought a box of disposable gloves on the road trip. I did not touch a single gas pump. I put on a plastic glove every time. I had a plastic glove on my left hand, and that's what I touched the pump and the keypad for when you put your credit card in and all that. And then my left hand was gloveless, and that's what touched my credit card and my wallet. And I got a lot of funny looks in, like, Amarillo, Texas and New Mexico. You know, people, I'm sure, being like, look at this fucking crazy lady. But you know what? I'm really glad I did it. I'm really glad I did it. And really, if you think about it, people should probably do that all the time. Gas pumps are probably the grossest things on the planet, germ-wise.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
But I'm really...
I mean, I think I would save at the gas pumps, because although I didn't think about it, like, flooding, like, to the point where it's, like, sometimes I, like, frustrated and annoying, because she's just like, use a hand sanitizer, wash your hands longer, you know? She's, like, on top of it, and mm-hmm. thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But every time I got back in the car, it was like, you know, before you get back in the car, put on that, use that hand sanitizer, you know, dip your fingertips in it first, and then make sure you rub it all in, and that probably saved me. I mean, we got really lucky too, because we were in Madrid, and then we went to the south of Spain, Marbella, and visited a friend. We were in a hotel, and they happened to have, like, a big jar of hand sanitizer. And so I took, like, a Dixie cup and just, like, squirted, filled it up, and then went up and filled our little bottles. So that's how we've been able to, like, have hand sanitizer, yeah, luckily.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's just crazy to think even a week ago, like, last Monday, I was in Norman, Oklahoma, staying at my buddy's place, and I spent the whole morning on the phone with people being like, should I turn back? Should I come out? What should I do? Not sure. And, you know, him and his lady, they're, like, talking and, you know, kind of like I'm a crazy person. And then cut to that night, they closed down the restaurant he manages, you know, like, it happened so fast. Like, when I got to Norman, Oklahoma, I got to his house and called, and he was at a bar down the street. And it wasn't wall to wall, but like it was busy. You know, it was a Sunday. Yeah. They do cheap pizzas on Sundays. Like there was a good amount of people there. And literally 24 hours later, everything's closing. So it's just, I think, you know, it's everywhere now. Like I was saying this 2 weeks ago when California started shutting down and people in other states are not taking it seriously. It's like, it's coming to you too. It's coming everywhere. It's probably already there. Like, even if there's like one or two cases where you are confirmed, there's way fucking more than that. You're just not going to know. I mean, I don't think we'll ever have set numbers on this of exact, because there's never going to be enough tests. So we're never going to have exact numbers on how many cases there were.
Yeah, because a lot of the people that are dying, they weren't able to test them.
Yeah.
Especially in nursing homes. And I don't know what the situation is in the United States. I mean, I remember constantly seeing that the nursing home that where people were dying in Washington, mm-hmm. Washington State. But, you know, there's a statistic here that, like, 1/6 of the nursing homes here have had cases.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So, yeah.
It's just really scary. I mean, I'm so glad you're safe. I'm glad you guys are where you are. I think that the best move ever was to choose to stay.
Well, you know, that was perfect timing because I just received a message from my mom, and I'm curious to read the rest of it, but she says, you're going to be there for at least 30 more days.
Yeah.
I guess they just shut down the all travel out of here.
I'm sure. I know.
So,
I mean, this is like, people need to fucking take this really seriously. Like, you don't shut down the literal global economy for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is very, very real. Like, you don't close borders for nothing. Despite certain presidents wanting to, for no reason, most places don't just close their borders. Like, this is serious.
Yeah.
This is really fucking serious. And I, you know, I like to think that as of now, it just got real for a lot of people in the states, because a lot of states have officially closed and shut down, and it's just going to get more intense. Like, all that stay at home orders, like, they're just going to get more intense, because it's going to be like here in California. They're going to shut down playgrounds. They're going to close public spaces because people are congregating en masse. And I get that you want to get outside of your house, but, like, you know, you can walk down the block, you know, go to places there aren't people.
For all those people, like, you know, the Ron Pauls who are just like, you know, less government, this, that, and the other thing. No, this is why you can't have less government.
Mm-hmm.
Because people in the United States were given the option to go home and self-quarantine. And what do? They went to parks and threw around footballs. They went to bars for the last call. I mean, you were given the chance, and now people are going to pay the price. It's sad, but it's like, here we go, learning the hard way.
Yeah.
You know?
People are so scared about martial law here, and I get it. But it's like, if they do have to start posting up, like, military fucking style police in every neighborhood, it's not because they're trying to take your fucking guns or like control, but it's because you couldn't stay inside. You couldn't do the one thing that was asked.
You to stay inside.
Which is also, how many people just want to stay home and fucking watch Netflix and jerk off anyways?
Yeah.
Like, fucking carte blanche now, baby. Like, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart again.